Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Okay, John, take a listen to this. Are you a car guy? Is that the kind of thing that kind of make your heart race? Listening.
Hearing vroom vrooms and stuff.
Yeah. The racing, huge, powerful engine.
It's cool. I like it.
He has a turbocharged 2-liter engine with 370 horsepower, and the whole body is made out of aluminum. Big deal. My whole hot rod body's made out of fiberglass, and we all know how fast fiber makes you move.
Now, of course, Tim Allen, the ultimate car guy, he was actually from Detroit. But the days of revving engines and multi-cylinder vehicles could be coming to an end. Automakers are turning their focus to greener vehicles. Could be
no more fuel dragsters. No more.
Could be the end of the V6 engine as a major standard platform. We're joined now by Eddie Alterman. He's the editor-in-chief of Car and Driver based in Detroit, and Jim Motivelli, a car blogger for the New York Times and author of Forward Drive, The Race to Build Clean Cars for the Future. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Eddie, set the scene for us in Detroit. The auto show is going on right now, or at least the press preview of it. Can you tell me, is there an indication of this greener push that you can actually see?
There's a tremendous amount of hype around green vehicles and so-called EVs or electric vehicles, but I'd say don't write the obituary for the V8 engine just yet.
No?
No. Product planners in the car business work at about, a 7 or 8 year cycle, and they're working down the road, and they're not going to schedule an engine for a vehicle that doesn't exist yet, and electric power is just not there yet.
Well, is this all big high? I mean, inside the Detroit Auto Show, there's a big electric avenue about electric cars. There's the forest in the basement of the
right.
Auto Show. Is that all just marketing?
Well, a little bit, yeah. I mean, the range on these vehicles is no greater than 60 miles when you're using it. And so I think there's something called range anxiety when you've got the vehicle on the highway and you're running out of electricity. Where do you go? What do you do?
So, Jim, what do you think? Do you think this is all just hype, or is this a real push toward greener cars from the auto industry?
Oh, I think it's a very real push, and we're going to see some of the first fruits of that. We're going to see the Chevy Volt this year. We're going to see the Nissan Leaf, which is a battery car. We're going to see cars from new startup companies like Coda, and I would say that Eddie is being a little pessimistic about the range of electric cars. Quite a lot of them have a range of 100 miles or more, including the Leaf. And I think GM, I was with GM last night, all the auto companies are very sincere about going green. We're going to see at the auto show the introduction of some new hybrid cars that are very exciting, including from Toyota and from Honda. And hybrid and electrics and all variations of that, I think, are the wave of the future. I think there's evidence that the consumer has voted with his feet away from V6 engines and larger power plants. And, yes, it takes a long time to develop auto drivetrains, but I think the clear move is towards electric cars and certainly more electrically aided transportation. I don't think you will see a automaker at the Detroit show that is not showing some form of electrically aided transportation, whether it's a hybrid or a battery electric. And I think that's clearly the wave of the future. Yes, there is range anxiety. I would agree with that. But I think if people actually own these cars, that's going to fade.
But Jim, put this in perspective for us. The V6 was the more efficient, less gas guzzling version of the V8. If we're seeing the end of the V6 as the standard platform, how big of a change is this? What kind of sea change is this?
Well, I think you can over exaggerate the importance of that. I think companies are getting pretty much the same amount of horsepower out of 4-cylinder engines that have been either turbocharged or supercharged, or they've gotten a lot more efficient with smaller displacements, and therefore the V6 isn't really needed, and you can get much greater fuel efficiency out of smaller engines, and I think consumers are caring about that. If you look at some of the most popular models like the Honda Accord or the Chevy Malibu, most buyers are buying the four-cylinder, even though a V6 is offered. So as the Detroit News put it, it's beginning a long fade into history, the V6. And, you know, the V8 has already basically done that.
Eddie, let's talk a little bit about the big strategic changes. Aren't a lot of these technologies dependent on Americans stepping back from the personal transportation model and maybe taking more of the shopping cart model for transportation, a car that I used? Any evidence that that's going on at this show?
Well, they'd like, I think, people to think that. But here's the hypocrisy in our energy policy, and I think this is the larger issue. You know, the government is telling us and putting all kinds of stimulus money behind battery development, and then sort of out of the other side of their mouth, they're saying, well, we got to keep gas cheap. And as long as gas is $2 a gallon or $3, I mean, I think we saw the threshold two summers ago at $4 a gallon. Until it gets that high, there's really no impetus for anybody to do anything about it. So you have this, you're sort of caught in this bind where there is a tremendous push on the part of the government to get this technology up and running, but they're also kind of contradicting themselves in terms of their energy policy.
Okay, so I'm just going to ask you both quickly to answer me. Who do you think is going to win this race? Is it going to be the hybrid car, the hydrogen fuel cell car, the electric car? Which one? Eddie?
It's going to be a mix of technologies until something really develops on its own and really gets strong enough to have one powertrain in the car as opposed to a hybrid.
That's Jim Motivalli. He's a car blogger for The New York Times. Eddie?
That was actually Eddie. This is Jim.
Sorry about that. Eddie is editor-in-chief of Car and Driver.
I would say that the electric car is the ultimate winner. I think it's winning out over hydrogen. I think it will ultimately win over internal combustion. Though, as Eddie says, it takes a long time for that to happen. You know, there's a long lead time with autos, but I do think we're going on down the electric road.
Okay. Thanks so much. That's Jim Motivalli, blogger for the New York Times car blog Wheels, and Eddie Alterman, editor-in-chief of Car and Driver.